Get ready to laugh your ass off.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
It's the Lesbian Lounge.
A dozen and a half celebrities.
67 to be exact.
37.
37 to be exact.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a lot of...
To be precise, that's a lot of...
That's a lot of celebrity poon.
I was just going to say.
A lot of poon.
If you haven't figured it out by now, welcome to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on MyLesbianRadio.com. We are so happy to have you and so happy that you remembered to come back.
My goodness, it's filling up. It's like the floodgates just opened up in the chat room. But there's room at the inn, so don't ever feel that you can't make it.
I see that Chef Girl is in already, and what I want to do is give her a verbal kudos and thank you for, again, hitting up the MySpace bulletin and sharing it with her friends, because
so nice
that was
when they
awesome.
Do that. JJ's does that too.
She's so good about it too.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, if you guys are members of any other group or any other website, blog, or any of that other stuff that I don't know the real technical names for, as soon as you get our blast, you know it's coming. Just share with everybody, because they'll tell two friends, and you'll tell two friends, and they'll all tell two friends.
And we'll all have Brett Girl hair.
Share and share alike. So mid-March, would you say? Almost the Ides of March.
Almost St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that. No wonder Beth is in the room now. She won't be sober after tonight for the next week.
A little Jameson on the rocks, perhaps?
There was an article about something. Some people drink Jameson for the taste, but those are the people who are liars.
Oh, yeah. How funny.
Very cute.
I like the way Jameson tastes.
Oh, I know what you mean by that.
That's code.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Big old elbow.
What? I so get that.
I know you would.
That was awesome.
You had a busy weekend or no?
I had a half a busy weekend and half a not busy weekend.
That's the perfect balance.
I had a vegetative 28
hours. That's why there's 2 days.
I know. From Friday evening to Saturday night, I basically did nothing. I kind of just was a little veg spot. Although I did go to the pound, Denise.
You did?
I went to the Humane Society and decided to rescue every single dog and cat there was.
You?
I swear to God, listen to this shit. There was 2 calico kitties, and you know, we have a little affinity for calicos in our family. And I was just completely in love with this one with the perfect take-me-home face. And I thought to myself, I would be strung up by the short hair if I walked in with a new cat, because I hate my cats.
Yeah.
It's not that I hate the cats. It's that I hate having cats. I don't feed them. I don't clean the litter box. I don't like the hair on my food. But I do give them water, don't I, honey? I give them water. She's like,
With a hose.
With a hose.
I flick from the spout. That's funny. You of all people should not be connecting with animals. It's not a good thing.
No, that's
just
not true.
It lasts until they're about a year old, and then it's pretty much done.
Not so much. Not even then. They're just cute.
So what the hell were you doing at the pound?
You're just looking.
We're going to trade something in?
Just looking. actually, I was with a friend, and we needed to get, like, litter and a new litter box and cat food and cat
There's
toys.
There's a pet supermarket on every
I know, but,
corner.
But why spend your money at the pet supermarket when all the money you spend at the pound goes for good?
For the products.
Yeah, they had all the same stuff. You know the Buddha, the big Buddha box that you have?
Yes.
It was kind of expensive, right?
It was like $30.
Yeah, it was a little more there. It was like $35. I thought about it.
So 5 goes to the pets. And
yeah.
Yeah, it makes way more sense.
I thought about it, but then I thought that our big girl cat probably would freak out over having a cover.
No, my boy cat barely makes it up that tunnel now.
Yeah, it's such a cool tunnel, though.
Yeah,
it really is.
Honestly.
But you had a fun Friday, didn't you? Or was it Saturday you had dinner?
Saturday I had dinner. Miss Dina Jones and her dad, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Came over because Aunt Joanne was making stuffed shells and meatballs.
Yes.
Fuck me.
Hey!
Oh, she did not say that.
She never said
meatballs.
That.
Meatballs.
Until Sunday. No.
And then it sounds a little bit different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How's it go?
I don't understand.
Chicken.
Chicken! What did you just ask me?
Meatballs. She shared the meatballs.
She did share the meatballs and spare ribs and sausage and sauce and stuffed shells. And I mean, it was just an endless array of Italian food.
But wait, then Sunday night or Monday night, Mom came over there for dinner too.
My mom came over on Monday and we had stuffed pork chops. And you know how I love meat artichokes. She made stuffed artichokes.
Okay, but And then I said, God, that's a lot of cooking in one weekend, but you told me why.
She's depleting the stock.
She's depleting the big meats, is
the
what
big
you
meats,
said.
Yeah. She's okay with, like, having, you know, a Tupperware thing full of Cheerios and pasta and stuff when she goes back to New York. But she got to get rid of the big meats. The big meats.
So does she leave meatballs behind?
Oh, no.
Ah, fuck, man.
No,
we
got to
get some from her. We got to get some off her before she goes.
I asked her, I told her if I bought all the ingredients. Mm.
And did the dishes.
Could I watch her make them so that I could make them?
Ooh.
I know. But she said, I would let you, but I really don't, I can't imagine you doing this.
Really?
It's a lot of work, man.
You know what? I would.
Because we don't bake ours. Like, we fry them, so we don't.
I know that. And that is a lot of work. I don't like the fry. I would come over here and fry them and bring them home to me.
Of course you would, so my house stinks.
Yeah, I don't like that smell.
Yeah,
I hate that smell. All right. Well, look, when she goes home, we'll just
we'll
use
do
her
them
kitchen.
At her house.
Wow, their room just filled back up again. Pager's there. Grape Chick is back.
Yep.
Is Anonymous another Beth? Is her name Beth? Ask her if that's Beth.
Is that you, Beth?
The other Beth. Ask her.
Yeah, I just
duh.
Did.
Yeah, thanks. Duh.
Heather from 1159 Clothing.
Oh, hey, Heather. Oh, I'm glad that she's with us every week. I can't wait to see her again.
I want her to do a fashion show at Gay Days with her clothing.
Heather, what a great idea.
So many couples that would renew their commitment vows, and if they, you know, because we do get a lot of couples that have been together a long time, and we get the newbies. You know, sometimes a one-night stand could turn into a whole big relationship.
I have no
idea.
You want
to have your wedding clothes ready.
You never know. You might just get married on the set. You know what, Heather? Think about that, because that would be, we're at the beautiful hotel, and they've big, gorgeous rooms, so we could definitely do it in a ballroom, or for us, a ball-less room, so much. And definitely have oh, that would be such a great fashion show.
I'm telling you.
I like it. It's a good idea.
Maybe we can get some peeler wear and some hoodies.
I was just going to say, hoodie attire only.
Hoodie attire only. And then Saturday we had the Courtyard Barbecue.
Oh, that's right.
That was so fun.
That don't sound fun. That sounded like a good time.
Wino Carla and Tony, our drunken bisexual hairdressing
Ecuadorian
dwarf.
Right.
He bought these enormous steaks, and they did it like, you know, like professionals with a charcoal grill. None of this gas grill.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
That's not Kylie, is it?
No.
Holy shit, I'd be killed.
She's been playing that for a year.
I know, but I just had a heart attack. My son will kill me.
So, anyways, we grilled out. So we had steak, potatoes, corn, garlic bread, macaroni salad, beer, endless amounts of beer. You can't even imagine. And we just sat around the courtyard for the whole afternoon.
You know something? It sounds like a repeat performance was planned for this weekend, right?
This Sunday.
I'm there
another
this time.
One. Yeah.
I'll be ready for
you
it
gotta
for
love
sure.
It. And it's an early night. Everybody's in because they know I have to watch the L Word. So they're just wrapping everything up and, you know.
Priorities.
That's right.
I actually had a very fancy schmancy dinner on Sunday. A really good friend of mine from Connecticut, Lori Hearing, and she hasn't been hearing for 30 years, but whatever. Lori Hearing and three travel friends of hers came into town a day earlier than their cruise was actually leaving, so that we could have dinner at 15th Street Fisheries.
Nice.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I told you, I just ate the leftovers tonight. It
it's
was
good,
really,
good
really,
meal,
really
man.
Good. And then, of course, we had daylight savings time, Denise.
Oh, it's killing me.
It still is killing everybody I know.
Can I tell you what time I got up today?
Oh, God, no. Tell.
7:24.
Again?
I'm supposed to be at work at 7:30. I got up at 7:24.
I walked out my house at 7:24. Holy crap. Cranky, tired, miserable. It's too dark. Nobody's happy. No amount of coffee is working.
I thought that it's supposed to be lighter in the morning.
Not yet. No, lighter in the evening. So you save the daylight for the end of the day. So stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not in an industrial, you know, agricultural kind of environment, and it doesn't even really save the energy and electricity that they thought it would way back in the 70s when it started.
I saw that on CBS this morning.
You did?
Yes, I did. I saw
we
that
saw it
report.
On CBS Sunday morning. It
that's
was really
funny.
True.
That's where I saw it.
Very true.
You have some emails from
this was a fun email week, but it was hard to pick the top one, so I actually have two. Denise and I were having a talk about kissing and making out. And she wanted to send me a reminder. So here goes, girls. Okay, listen. I know it's been a while, but here are the foods that we steer clear of if there's potential kissing, flirting, scootineer, and anything else that requires close contact. You ready? Onions or hunks of garlic of any type should be avoided. Chicken, pork, ribs, corn, anything that will be left hanging out of your teeth like a cave woman. Sauces and soups, particularly red sauces, barbecue, or any gravy, anything that would possibly splatter, make spots, or stay in your fingernails. That's disgusting. Anything stringy, like spaghetti. Nothing worse than having that hanging out of your mouth across from someone. How pretty. Purple anything, wine especially. And Denise, you know.
Yes, I know. This
on a personal level.
I do, I do.
And we have at-home research to thank for that.
We have the guests to prove it.
If you must eat sushi, don't pop a huge roll in your mouth all at once and then look like a blowfish when trying to chew and swallow. If you can manage a salad that doesn't look like you're shoving a ficus tree down your throat, it's acceptable. And stick with the easy stuff. Pizza, shrimp, fish, burgers, steak, appetizers. Those one-bite swallows?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, are we clear?
This started because you were on your food frenzy when I had picked that I want to go to Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. You immediately Googled the menu, sent me the menu, and then told me what we were having. And then you went, look, they served their chicken wings on grilled onions and something else. And I said, no.
Gosh, yeah.
We're not going to have grilled onions because your coworker with the nice rack is going to be there. And I'm not going to smell like onions. And you proceeded to tell me that we would just order them
without onions. The wings look delicious baked. Baked wings. They look yummy.
I can hardly wait.
All right. Now, today, everybody remembered Denise a couple weeks ago talking about her her insane coworkers, some of them more insane than others. And we now have one that's across the aisle from you we refer to as the surgical mask lady, which was bad enough because she's driving us all crazy. But today's my favorite email of the week was...
I give you little bits and pieces of the stuff that I overhear
but
when she's on a personal
that stuff's
call.
Sad. Yeah. But today, right, that the other stuff was sad. But this was today's conversation. Her most recent phone conversation today was as quoted as this. So should I use tap water, holy water, milk, and a stick of cocoa butter? Does that even come in a stick? Do I fill my tub? I finished the last of the stuff you gave me last week. No, just me. Okay, tell me again. Tap water,
holy water, a stick of cocoa butter.
So I'm Denise like, goes, oh my God, what if she's a Wiccan? I'm going to have a heart attack. Ladies, say it with us.
Wiccan! Oh, man, I'm telling you, freaking me out.
Totally, Denise, I would run. You know what?
I work with
seriously,
some freaks,
here's what I think you should do.
I stay for the entertainment.
Now
value.
You do, now that you have to be there every week, every day of the week. Now, here's what I suggest you do. I suggest you save, like, some chicken bones, not the wishbone, but, like, some bones
from
the chicken.
You've been trying to get me to do this forever.
And
you wanted me to do it with cigarette butts.
I know. No, that was different. Cigarette butts in a glass of water under your desk and one under hers.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. No, you want to build a little altar. You want to do like a pentagram? You want to draw a pentagram upside down?
I don't want to draw her to me. I want to make her go away.
I think you scare the shit out of her, don't you think?
I think she would embrace it.
Oh, damn it.
If she's messing with holy water and cocoa butter, a concern there. There's a concern
there. Do holy water and cocoa butter even mix? Seriously.
Why are you asking me?
Milk? Bathtub? What the fuck?
I'm telling you.
Seriously, I'm a little scared for you.
I gotta wonder what kind of scurvy shit's going on underneath
the clothes. Ew, gross.
Right? This could go in any direction.
You never know.
I know.
I would just seek for the safety outside. Seek the safety of smokers, Denise.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Beth says I should smudge her area.
Walk in.
She won't let me get close enough. Her cubby.
Yeah, walk in with a bunch of white sage,
mm-hmm.
and then just hum.
Why do we get the feeling you've done that before?
I'm not saying anything.
Have you smudged your door frames?
Do you know? Remember when Shithead worked in my office?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I did a smudge pot. I had a total burning. We had a smudging of his entire... I literally did this literally because his energy was so poisoned to everybody. And I'm not like that freakazoidy. I'm a little on the edge of freakazoid, but not so much like that. I really would do it, but I really did it. We took... Because somebody had made me... somebody had made me a voodoo doll of him so that I could stab it instead of him because I chose to stab him once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a bad scene. But anyway, not so bloody. But I had to get rid of the voodoo doll. I had to get rid of all the quotes of his ridiculousness while he talks to customers. I would write them down so I would just not believe they were saying.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Oh,
unfortunately,
my God.
I just email them right to you.
All right, we will smudge. We will have a smudging. We'll go in on a Saturday and smudge her space.
It's,
totally.
It's insane. Then the funniest thing was I work like on the second floor.
Yeah.
And I mean I'm not anywhere where I'm near the windows. I'm closer to the aisle.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I kept hearing everybody laughing and I'm like, what is going on? So I look down the row, and they're all standing against the windows looking into the parking lot, and the security guard and the maintenance man are outside trying to get rid of a snake, and you would have thought that it was two high school cheerleaders.
Oh, no.
And they were making it so mad. Yeah. Someone's like, why don't they just call animal control? Like, why are they trying to hit? Everybody was watching them. I swear to God, if they would have turned around and looked up, it would have been hysterical.
It was like a Diet Pepsi commercial.
A ton of hands and faces against the window.
How
yeah, exactly.
Funny.
Too funny.
Oh, my God.
So then I saw the guy this morning. I'm like, is the snake gone? He's like, maybe. I don't know. It went back in the bush. And I'm like, that's lovely.
Oh, great.
I'm like, I just want to let you know that we were all watching you. You and you look like a girl.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
that's that nice security guard, that guy that you like? That
not
likes
the, not
you.
The one that got fired. Oh. This is a new one. This is the one that always mixes me up with somebody else, so he always goes...
Tina Sordellini?
No. He always goes, morning, Kelly, and I go, morning. So then I am Kelly, and I go, I think I'll do some vandalism this
in
week.
In your name?
Yeah, because they're going to think it's you, because he says good morning to me every morning. Morning, Kelly.
Totally
he goes,
that,
she goes, that's funny. He always calls me Denise. I'm like,
no.
You're so lying. Yeah, the only
funny.
Difference is she wears little round glasses, but I think it's our hair is the same, and
oh,
we're around the same
glasses.
Height. In the bedroom.
Oh, all right. I want to see him.
Oh, I know. I wore them on Saturday. Big hit.
Cute.
Everybody loved my little square glasses.
Very cute. I must see. Definitely. For sure. So we're waiting for our first guest to join us this evening, Denise. But while we're waiting...
Did you want to know how to drive in New Jersey?
I was going to ask you if you knew how to drive in New Jersey.
I got this for me, and I know we have a lot of listeners up there, so I thought it would be funny. But one of the best ones was the morning rush hour.
Yeah.
In New Jersey is from 5 a.m. to noon. The evening rush hour is noon to 7,
oh, no.
And Friday's rush hour starts on Thursday morning.
Oh, my God.
Classic, right?
So true.
It says, if you actually stop at a yellow light, you'll be rear-ended, cursed out, and possibly shot.
Oh, no.
The minimum acceptable speed on the turnpike is 85 miles an hour. On the Garden State Parkway, it's 105 or 110. Anything less is considered wuss.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yep.
So funny.
Forget the traffic rules you learned elsewhere. Jersey has its own version. For example, cars and trucks with the loudest muffler go first. At the four-way stop. The trucks with the biggest tires go second. However, in Mammoth County, SUV driving, cell phone talking moms always have the right of way.
Oh, I should live that role. Oh, I do live that role.
MapQuest doesn't work here. None of the roads are where they say they are and where they say they go. All the turnpike easy pass lanes are moved each night, and you'll never know where they're at the next
morning. That's a Dane Cook line.
That's funny. If somebody actually has their turn signal on, wave them to the shoulder immediately and let them know that it's been accidentally activated. Don't try and estimate travel time. Just leave Monday afternoon for Tuesday appointments.
No.
Thursday afternoon for Friday appointments. And right after church on Sunday for anything you need to do Monday morning.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
If you're in the left lane and only driving 70, you are considered a road hazard and we flipped off accordingly. If you return the flip, you'll be shot.
The shot in
Jersey?
I love it. Totally funny.
Aren't those great?
How true is that, Barb? Seriously.
I know.
Right?
Lori Michaels gave us... She's got some good travel talk. Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hi, Lesbian Lounge. It's Jane Lynch. I'm sorry I'm late.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to the lounge.
Jane. Hey, thanks, man. I'm so sorry. I just looked up and went, oh, my God, it's 15 minutes late.
All right. Well, we're going to forgive you this time. Only this time. You're live on the air with Denise and Donna, and welcome.
Thank you.
We're really, really excited to have you. Honestly, like Donna just said, this is the hardest working woman in show business.
Holy cow.
You're everywhere right now. You're everywhere.
Oh, thank you.
You're everywhere all the time. Well, you're with us. You're with us tonight because we are part of the. You're part of the amazing lineup at the Dinah this next month.
That's right.
And we understand you're going to be part of the fashion show as well.
Indeed, I am. I have no idea what I'll be wearing, but I know that I will be strutting something up and down the little catwalk.
I tend to think it's going to be a hoodie.
Are you ready to skateboard? Because that's what we hear.
I think it is. I'm hoping it's a hoodie.
That is terrific, and we're very excited because that's going to be cool. I want a video, Denise. I want a video of the whole thing.
That's going to be great.
Well, Jane, we almost met. I have to tell you, Denise and Vicky and I almost met you in September. We were at the after party for the release of Itty Bitty Titty Committee. We were upstairs with you.
Oh, what was it, East West?
Club 11.
Oh, no. That was the place across the street from Eastwood.
Right,
yes.
Right. Club
exactly.
11.
Yep.
And
Club 11, yeah.
And each one of us was close enough to say hello at one point or another and then freaked out.
Really?
So, yeah, because we're just dorks.
Oh, come on up.
Come on up.
I even had the opportunity as you were leaving. I was standing outside saying goodbye to some people, and you walk right by, and I looked at them, and I went, I can't do it. And they called me a chicken. They called me a chicken, so I went back inside with my head hung low.
next time.
But, yeah. Honestly, we are so enjoying your work on the L Word right now. Oh, my God. What a character.
A perfect season.
Thank you. I love it. I love doing it. Very juicy.
How is it working with Sybil Shepherd? Was it intimidating at all, or did she just fit right in?
You know, I was afraid going into it, but she's really cool, and we like each other very much, and I think we have good chemistry, and it's a lot of fun. Both of us, I think, are pretty darn happy with what we get to do on the show.
Oh, it is. It's great. I mean, your scenes are just, honestly, everything you do, though, best in show. I can't even handle it. I just love the character. I love the lawyer character. She's great. She's awesome.
Yeah, Joyce. Yeah, she's pretty cool. She's pretty intense and pretty entitled, and I love that about her.
that's
very
a great
awesome.
Way to put it.
Very cool. You really have been in more TV and movies than I think anybody could actually. If they tried to do your own biography, I don't think anybody could get it all right. I'm just looking at a little list we compiled, and you know, Denise, you're such a fan of Popular. Did you know that Jane was in Popular?
That who was in Popular?
You. Were you
I
in?
Knew. Yes, I was in. I mean, yes, I did. I did an episode of Popular. Yes, that was
right.
Fantastic.
She did.
Oh. You know, that's the same guy who, that's Ryan Murphy. He created Popular. He also created Nip Tuck.
We're huge fans. We're huge fans. But, yeah, Popular was one of my oldest, dearest shows. I loved it.
Wasn't it great? Yeah, I think it was just 2 years or something. It was made 2 years, but it was a really strong show.
Really was. It was cutting edge. I think it was just on a little bit too early for its time because it would be successful now. I can tell you that much.
Development. It's one of those really good shows that
Sleepers.
Just wasn't able to take off on network television, and maybe it should have been on a Showtime or something like that, or
exactly.
Bravo.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Definitely. Yep. And I mean, seriously, there's everything. Do you prefer TV to movies? Movies to TV? What do you like doing best?
No, I just look at it as the same thing, really. I don't really think about it being one thing or the other. It's just a job. I mean, it's more than just a job to me. I love it. But whether it's television or film doesn't make any difference to me.
Even the short films, you know, because they're just now starting to come up, the short film, and the Power Up released their other shorts on DVD, and we were fortunate enough to get a couple copies, and there's some wonderful work in there too. That's amazing to me that somebody who's getting the parts and the work that you're getting, you know, still jumping on a short film too.
I love doing them. They're a lot of fun. They're always you're always there because, you know, it's for fun and for free, and that always makes for a really nice set.
Yeah.
So I enjoy doing them.
Exactly.
Plus, you've been in all of the, like, every movie that has, you know, like 40-Year-Old Virgin and
Talladega
Nights.
That's got to be.
You are nuts in that one.
Are those sets?
Oh, thank you.
Are those sets as crazy as you expect them to be? Like, when you're watching the movie, you think this had to be a blast to make.
Yeah, they're just really a good time. Both 40-Year-Old Virgin and Talladega Nights were very liberating and fun and supportive, and, you know, you're just there to have a good time. It's hard to believe that they are paying you for it.
Plus, working with Chris Guest on just about every single thing he does, right?
Geez. I know. How lucky am I? Yeah, that
totally.
Episode was fantastic.
He's a creative
totally.
Genius.
Now, are you from L.A.? Did you just come out there and start working the minute you get off the bus? I mean, how'd that work for you?
I'm from Chicago, and I did a lot of theater in Chicago, and when a movie would come through town, every once in a while I'd get a part in it. Like, I was in The Fugitive. I had a small part in The Fugitive.
Oh, neat.
And I came out to L.A. in 93 with the Real Live Brady Bunch, the stage show. 92, I guess it was.
Oh, my God. Did you even know?
No.
I didn't even know there was one. Who were you?
I did.
Who did you play?
I was Carol Brady. You guys are too young, unfortunately.
No. We are actually
1990. It was a huge phenomenon at the time. I mean, it was. We played the
Madison
Playhouse every night for three or four months.
Oh my God.
She was mom. I want her as a mom.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really a good time. It was kind of a cult thing that just became bigger than us. And I think, I know for a fact, actually, that the movies were inspired by what we did.
And then, so then what was the what was the first?
We whipped him off. So.
Yeah, good. What was the first project from there then?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What was the first project that you got after that? Like what was the very first thing?
Let's see, the first thing I did out here was a guest spot on a show called Joe's Life. Hey, it lasted like three episodes. Then I got on a show a guest spot on Bakersfield PD, which lasted four episodes.
You remember that?
And, I started doing guest spots right away. And then for a while, I stopped being cast and I started doing voiceover. That kind of took over. And I started doing comedy spots on the radio and stuff. And then I started doing on-camera commercials. And that's where I met Christopher Guest. And that's when I started doing his movies. And that's kind of when the doors blew open for me in terms of film and television.
I think, Best in Show was my first Jane exposure. Would that be the first movie that I would have seen? Do you think?
I was in movies before, but not as prominently as I was in that.
That was
now,
weird.
You don't always play an out lesbian, but you...
That was the first time. That was the first time I had.
And how fun is Jennifer? Jesus, she's hilarious. She's freaking hilarious.
And like Sybil Shepherd, it's somebody who I, we really complimented each other
on
screen too very well. And they're kind of the same person.
That's funny.
We had a really great time. And we, we shot Best in Show in Vancouver. And she and I hung out every day. And we took a walk through Stanley Park every day. And, really got to know each other. It was a lot of fun. I count her as a very special person in my life.
Oh, that's so
that's
cool.
Very sweet.
Hey, how's it? Yeah. Is it weird having Sybil's daughter on the show now too? Is that?
I asked her what she thought about it, and she's like, yeah, whatever. She kind of, it was kind of a Phyllis thing. She kind of, it was kind of like it was in the show, she would get mad at her for doing certain things.
How funny.
And then then they'd make up, and it was, they had their own little dynamic going that was kind of mirroring what was going on in the narrative of the series.
That's hilarious.
That is kind of
That's
funny,
great.
Actually.
That is great.
Yeah. Oh, my. Mighty Wind also very excellent.
A Mighty
just
Wind
so
was
you know.
Good too. now, are you judging? Some of the people in our chat room are asking a ton of questions to ask you, and one of them is: are you actually judging the Be Seen contest at the diner, or are you doing the dance parties?
No, just the fashion show. But Be Seen is going to be the day after the fashion show, so that will be the 5th.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's a Saturday night.
That's the big thing, I think. Everybody looks
forward
to that,
I think that's the thing
that
attracts.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the party.
Really well, and it's going to be a lot of fun this year, too.
Cool.
I don't know who the judges are. I think it's Kate and Alicia and one of the...
Eileen,
I
think.
I can't remember.
I think Eileen is judging.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Eileen's actually coming in for that. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be
neat.
A lot of fun. And then you're also here, I believe, on April 30th for the AIDS Walk here in Florida.
Oh, is that where you guys are? Yeah.
Yeah, we're in South Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the Grand Marshal.
Oh! We might have to take a walk.
I'll walk up to say hello this time.
please say hello. Absolutely. I don't know anybody there, and I'm not bringing anyone, so I'll need friends.
Oh.
Oh, well,
consider it done.
It is a Wednesday evening, Denise. Maybe we should have Jane stop by the Clam Shack and visit us after the walk. All right, we'll talk.
Coming in that Friday night, and, I'll be around, so...
Oh, perfect.
All right, so we'll have, our people will contact your people. Okay, what I mean by that is we'll send you an email, okay?
Terrific.
But I really do want to ask you a question about being out and being in the entertainment industry and not actually ever having to be stigmatized one way or the other. I think that's very brave, a very big thing because nobody's ever hired you or not hired you based on who you are in your real life.
Yeah, it's true. And it's, you know, and for everybody out there that, you know, thinks that their sexuality will get in the way of they want to do what they want to do in life, just as long as you don't believe it will, it probably won't get in your way. I think if you're looking for it, you'll find it. But the world is changing, and people are accepting people for who they are, you know. I never hide it, and yet I don't lead with it. I don't, like, wear a rainbow T-shirt and say, you know, I'm queer, I'm here. But yeah. I don't hide who I am either. And, you know, I think it is a changing world, and I just encourage everybody, just be yourself.
That's it. I mean, that's the only way we're going to make it in every part of society is for that to continue.
Absolutely. Weave ourselves into the fabric of society. But also, you know, I don't mean to take away from all of those brave people who blaze the trail. Those are the people who are courageous. The Rosies and the Ellens. You know, they're the people. And who else? Well, like Melissa. You know, they are the people who blaze the trail, who are the brave ones who stood forward and you know, at the height of their popularity said, oh, and by the way, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Right. And just did it.
Bless them.
Right,
yeah.
Totally. So besides visiting us here in the lounge the end of next month, what else have you got coming up? Is there TV, movie? What's new? What's next right after the L Word? What can we watch for?
Let's see. I did a bunch of movies I did like five in a row this year, and I think they're all going to start coming out like in the fall of this year. One's called The Rocker with Rainn Wilson. One's Ooh. Called Another Cinderella Story with Selena Gomez, who is the on a Disney show. And another one's called Ticket to Ride with Carol Burnett and Michael Keaton that I'm really
Ooh,
looking
forward
to seeing. Whoa. I just finished that one. And I also did a movie called right now Little Big Men with Paul Rudd and Sean Scott. God, what's his last name? You know, the guy with three names. He's handsome, Scott, Sean
William
Scott, whatever.
Scott.
American Pie. I can't think of his last name.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
Sean
I did a
William
movie
Scott.
With them. And
yeah.
So that's four. There should be another one. I just can't think of it.
Spring Breakdown?
Yes, Spring Breakdown. Hopefully it's coming out this spring. I heard rumors that they're going to hold it up again. You know, we made it about a year and a half, almost 2 years now ago. So I don't know. I hope it comes out this spring.
And then Weather Girl, I don't think you know you mentioned.
Oh, that's a short, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that'll
cool.
That'll probably do the festival.
Very cool.
Oh, that's good. Do you normally travel to the festivals when you have a short film in them?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. I have one that went to Sundance, and I followed that. That was fun. But, yeah, I guess I do. Yeah, I went to Tribeca 1 year, and, yeah. Oh, and I have a movie called Toe Tactic that's half animated and half live action, and I was a live action in it. And it was at South by Southwest, and it'll Ooh. Be screening in New York, which I'm going to go do at the end of the month.
Oh, cool.
Very
Ooh, we
good.
Have
yeah.
to. We have to check you out. You know what? You just are everywhere, so you're the busy. Seriously, you're the busiest woman we know in video and movies and TV, everywhere
yeah.
you go.
And it's amazing to be a part of. We were just saying how with the L Word big announcement that they're coming to a close after the not this season, but the next season.
The next one.
Yeah, but to be a part of such a groundbreaking.
Major historical.
Majorly embraced series.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah. What a groundbreaker that was. And you're right, I am really proud to have been a part of it and to be a part of it and been on this ride. It's been incredible to watch this show become part of the mainstream.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to ask the, you know, the bust question, the final question, Denise.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there a chance? Are you and Phyllis going to hook back up?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh!
Well, I'm going to tell you. That.
I didn't think
watching.
So. Of course we are.
Phyllis's daughter.
No, not Phyllis's daughter, Vicky. No. Producer
no,
Vicky.
Don't come on to Phyllis's daughter. I do withhold myself from that.
Good girl.
Joyce restrains herself.
it's in the script, just like that, as a stage direction.
That's funny. Well, we are so happy that you made it, and I'm really excited. A lot of our listeners are going to be at the Dinah, so we're going to encourage them to take a lot of pictures, make sure we get some pictures of the fashion show, and we are looking forward to seeing you at the AIDS Walk.
Yeah, we totally will try to hook up for sure.
Great, yeah, you guys do. Find out. I don't know where I'm staying, but find out.
We will.
Call to me. I would love to see you.
Excellent. Thanks. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us tonight, Jane. We really do appreciate it.
You bet, you guys. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Oh, she's fun. We would have had a blast if we would have talked to her in September.
Chickens.
Right?
We are big chickens.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll recover from having a big famous major lesbian
on
the show.
Did I guess? I didn't guess.
Yeah, they were all saying, look at Donna Schmoozing Jane.
Oh, nice.
All right, we'll be back. You're listening to MyLesbianRadio.com.
Denise, Donna, they rock my bed every Wednesday night with the Lesbian Lounge, 9 p.m. on MyLesbianRadio.com. Getting girls off, down under.
Nice. Don't set my busy clam
girl.
Shack on fire.
I will Thank not you. Set the clam shack on fire.
Speaking
I will not
of that,
set
isn't there a no
fire.
Smoking commercial due in the next...
no, I had her take it off.
Smoking as we're lighting up.
I much to the chagrin of the chatty, I thought I did very well, so I had to have a cigarette to calm down. All right. I have one news. I have one TV.
They're loving it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm so... She's really everywhere in the world. Everywhere. She's
I'm
not,
telling you.
Well, the more you watch either different TV or you find a funky movie, she's in everything.
I know.
Love her. Love Jane Lynch.
I loved For Your Consideration.
Oh, that was so good.
Very good. She's just like you said, I love the fact that she doesn't pick or get declined or, you
nothing.
Know, for being gay.
They're
I mean,
banging on her door.
Yeah.
Nobody's been busier that we've ever had. And back to the news desk. No, not really. Back to the bar tab.
You want a little bar tab, do
you? I
think
we should share that because you dedicated something to a very special person in your life. And she appreciates that.
My drink of the week, I do like to find a little theme. You
good,
know,
good thing.
Kind of always has something to do with, like, you know, what's happening with us, what we're doing, where we're going, who we're seeing, that
Correct.
Kind of thing. And there, I always find a drink with regards to what we're doing. It's amazing. So
How
this
convenient.
One
yeah.
is called a Tattooed Love Goddess.
That would be me.
Exactly. Buddha leg.
Buddha's looking good.
Honestly.
Buddha's looking beautiful.
Very, very good.
Can't wait to show her off at Gay Days.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, definitely.
The big unveiling.
Totally. How cute is that going to be?
All right, the Tattooed Love Goddess. Are you ready?
Yep.
1 ounce of Absolute Vodka.
Oh, good.
1 ounce of Vanilla Schnapps.
Ooh, always good.
1.5 ounces of the Godiva Liqueur.
Stop it.
And then half and half the rest of the way.
Really?
Doesn't that sound good?
It does sound good.
I think we need to make these.
I think we need to drink these. Before we get tattooed, or pierced, as your
that
case may be.
That is your Tattooed Love Goddess.
That I am, in fact, a Tattooed Love Goddess.
Not
That's
bad,
true.
Right?
Not
we
bad
can handle
at all.
These. There's no rum in them?
No rum at all.
A little bit of cream, nothing all that sweet aside from the schnapps.
Deliciousness.
The Godiva's not, like, it's not super sweet.
No, it's very, it's really
not.
Good. It has
right.
a really good
okay.
taste to it.
So we can totally do this.
I'm doing that one,
okay,
too.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
You are listening to Denise and Don on the Lesbian Lounge on MyLesbianRadio.com.
MyLesbianRadio.com. You know, I like that. It sounds like that TV channel, that my channel dot whatever.
No, it doesn't sound like anything you know. It's just MyLesbianRadio.com.
It's just for the lesbies.
It's just for us.
It really is.
Well,
honestly, there's not one heterosexual thing on the page.
No.
That's very important, actually.
Really very is. Important, considering. Now,
Suzanne, you have a phenomenal picture of you on the website holding our logo kitty upside down.
I'm holding what? Oh, that sounds like me.
Well, not only are we so excited to have you back with us here in the lounge for your second, maybe third visit, but
no,
also...
It's the second actual visit, because remember, I called you. I was at a friend's house in New Jersey. I was staying overnight because I had a show in New York the next night. I remember that.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, we had your little excuse thing for last week, but that was fun for me,
And
actually.
You only missed it by 2 minutes. I mean, it wasn't like you were, like, days late.
I think I was supposed to call you at 7 and called you at 7:57.
just about.
It's okay.
But this time you're joining us as one of the headlining guests of the Dinah in California?
In 10, 12 days?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So
it's like,
soon.
No, wait, it's longer than that because that's right. It's the first weekend in
April.
And normally it's on my birthday. My birthday is March 31st, and it's always that weekend, and I always feel like they're just sort of having it for me.
Mariah's just throwing me a massive party.
A little get-together of 20,000.
When I'm walking down the streets in Palm Springs and not everybody seems to know me and be shouting happy birthday, I'm like, you know, this is my party.
And I bet you just wait for those presents as well, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, why didn't you bring me anything? Why am I standing in line at the Starbucks? What's going on here?
Another drink? Another drink?
Geez, thanks. Cash is good. Gift cards to anywhere, really.
Gift cards are the greatest gift.
Aren't they? Because you don't even have to think. You just do it.
Yep, I like it.
Beautiful. So where have you been?
Oh, my God. In this last month, I've been to Barbados, Cozumel, all over the Bahamas.
Wait, is that from a cruise?
Michigan and New Jersey.
Oh, my God. What a way to end up.
County, Pennsylvania to see my mom one night.
Oh, just once. Just one night.
Just one quick night.
You're
that's
a good daughter.
Good enough.
I was just going to say, that's usually
done
enough.
Pretty much everything it offered.
Get in, get out, one meal, and I'm out the road.
That's
one
the
really
it.
Good roast pork meal. Flowers,
meat, potatoes.
Gotta go.
That's really funny.
So you were the last time I think you were, no, this past, you were just on a cruise recently then.
That's what I was. The last 2 weeks. I did one cruise for RSVP, the boys' cruise. We did the Bahamas. Then the second cruise I did RSVP, much smaller ship, like a sailing ship, with RSVP to the Barbados.
Oh, that was the dinghy
but
cruise.
I was in a cast and on crutches and a scooter, so I couldn't even get off the ship or do anything.
What happened?
I was like a prisoner.
What oh happened? My God. What did you do?
I hung out with bags.
No, what did you do to be in a cast?
They broke your leg?
No, I had ankle surgery.
Oh.
I know, I wish I had broken my leg. Doesn't that just sound like so much more exciting? Except that everyone in the world tells a comedian before you get on stage, break a leg. So that would have probably been too cliche.
So she's like, I did already. Listen,
I'm in the disability field, and you get a lot more weeks for an ankle than you do a broken leg.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Because an ankle is heinous. Who knew?
Is.
My doctor lied to me. He's all like, well, you'll be a little tiny splint for like 10 days and then a couple of weeks in a boot. I was in like a full cast for 6 weeks.
Oh.
I just got out of, and now I'm in this giant Stormtrooper George Lucas Darth Vader thing.
Oh, my God.
I can't drive, but my girlfriend doesn't let me drive anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, really? She doesn't let you, does she?
No, she's... It wouldn't matter. You know what I mean?
What? Now, is there a reason for that? Like, is it your driving that
she
avoids?
She's the world's greatest driver. She might actually be one of the best drivers. And she's, like, you know, the one who has to drive.
Oh, Donna, you can relate.
I understand that.
She has a way cooler car.
What does she drive? I need to know because I need a cool car.
She has... It's a Mercedes.
Sweet.
It's like a silver cream color.
Ooh.
And it's a convertible, and it's brand new, but I don't remember. It's a 550.
She's got a Celesbian mobile.
That is a Celesbian mobile, Suzanne.
Man.
You should be very proud.
Mobile?
Oh, yeah, you should be very proud.
Because I have, like, yeah, I was really, she has, like, the cool hot, like, let's always park valet, even if they don't have valet. You know what I mean? Like, you want them to have valet so you can be all like, yeah, that's our car. And I have the, like, chipped up, scraped 2002 old little Mercedes station wagon. It's like a soccer mom car.
Nice.
It looks like I could be letting, like, 9 children out of the back. Up to the
I thought you were going to say that you have like a Dodge K car or something, really.
Oh my God, my Aunt Doris had a Dodge K car.
I bet you.
And then she also had an Aries.
Even better.
She literally bought the worst cars ever made.
Well, she didn't own a Pacer, did she?
She did not have a Pacer because that was sort of a sad, I'm trying to remember. My boyfriend in high school's dad had a Pinto, though. Remember the exploding Pintos?
Wait, I'm still stuck on the word boyfriend. Hold on. Go ahead.
A Pinto. What about a Yugo?
Yeah, I totally had boyfriends all through high school.
Oh, and then you shook that bad habit. I'm so glad.
And then I shook that off.
Good girl. Very good. Good girl.
I started lesbianism the same year I started smoking. But I quit smoking in 2000, and I stayed with the lesbies.
Nice. Good girl. They don't go hand in hand, but they certainly
don't.
Are.
They really don't. But it was fun for a few years. I won't kid you.
I agree.
So, now, what are you doing at the Dyna? When are you performing?
On Thursday night, my show is at the Dyna, and then it's a whirlwind of Dinah activity. We are, I'm hosting a little variety show for Logo. My girlfriend Jennifer and I are both modeling. Oh my God.
You're in the fashion show.
I cannot believe it.
Fashion show on Friday night after some L word be seen and see and be seen thing. And then
oh
on Saturday,
God.
I think we'll probably sleep.
Maybe.
Because there is, yeah, there's a lot going on. It's, you know, there's so much going on, and then I have so many, everyone we know in the world's going there.
Except
so everybody
us.
Does this. We'll
except
see you at the
us.
Diner. We'll see you at the diner. Okay, let's have breakfast at the diner. We'll have cocktails at the diner. There's 10,000 women in this town. You don't see anyone you know. It's like, I will see you back in Los Angeles, the second largest city in the United States.
That's true. That's fun.
I've heard.
Because we always do that. We have to, okay, let's meet at the pool party. And then you go to the pool party, and there's, oh, I don't know, 2,500 women in a pool. Yeah.
Standing.
I didn't really, although this year I'll be on crutches.
Oh, ooh. You'll stand out then.
You will
that
have.
That will help me stand out, and I can use them as a weapon to get people out of my
not
way.
Not to mention,
true,
you'll
true.
Get primo seating and primo location for everything.
Oh, milk
I get
this,
that
man.
Anyway.
Hell yeah.
I get that anyway.
Yeah. You know she's right.
I know.
Yeah. She's absolutely.
I can't even imagine finding somebody at the pool party. Like I'll be the one in the bikini top and the board shorts.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. I'll be the one in the board shorts. No, the purple one.
Yeah. That's right.
And the do-rag on my head.
Flowers on them. No,
I might be wearing a bandana.
Probably a bandana and maybe some shades. Maybe.
No, they have a sports team name on them. It says Duke on my ass.
Very good.
Yeah, that's how you fish one out.
Oh, I know exactly where you'll be.
No problem.
Hey, is this the first time Jen's coming with you for the weekend?
We were there last year together, but I had to fly out right after my show the next morning to host an HRC dinner in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, there's two
and
opposite ends of the spectrum.
But she was like not. She was like lost without me, as
aww.
She should be. I don't think that she was really lost.
You've trained her. I've seen her hold her own in a crowd.
How funny. You got the short end of the stick on that one, having to leave Palm Springs.
Yeah, you know what? I've done the Dinah many, many, many times, but I've always done it as a performer. I've never done it as like a human being, like a regular person. And I probably wouldn't know how to do it as a regular person.
Yeah, you can't relax.
And I would probably get mad because it would be like, oh, you have to stand in line and buy this ticket. And I'd be like, I'm leaving.
She's like, do you know who I am?
No tolerance for that. And I'm not a good enough. Like I see people who they're so good, and I'm always like, oh, if I can't get in the side door, I'm not going. Snuck into the movie theater.
I have a feeling that has nothing to do with you being a world famous comedian as well. I have a feeling you would do that anyway.
I don't want to wait, and I'm like, you know, I want to be treated special, and I've wanted it even when I was little.
Of course.
See, it's normal to want these things, Donna.
She has siblings, yes. Denise, not like you.
Part of it is that you never want to be last if your last name starts with W because you spent your entire
exactly.
class.
We're all in the
all
W
three
dilemma.
All three of us are W's. That's
yes.
correct.
You know how that is, like when you have a last name that starts with like a W or a U or a V.
Oh my God.
Back in the corner with like
honestly.
Old textbooks.
She's totally right.
And it's like Lord of the Flies. And you don't even know what the teacher looks like.
Oh my God, my parents almost left my graduation.
I feel like I'm reliving a moment.
I always want to be first, or I don't want
to
go.
We have
That's
to change our name.
Team sport because I don't want to play like on a team. I like me. What are all these other people doing here?
Well, yeah, I think I remember that we found out you were a cheerleader. Were you?
I'm sorry, say again?
We found out you were a cheerleader.
I was not a cheerleader.
Oh, no, that's not true.
I made out with a cheerleader.
Oh, my God, me too. I wonder if it was the same one.
Oh
my God,
stop it.
Wouldn't that be hot?
Oh, I was not a cheerleader. I was a theater fag.
Okay, she's totally dispelling
slutty.
The rumor.
But I did not. I was the girl, you know, that girl. I actually
I
had that
the
reputation,
band
even though I didn't get to do as much as I would have liked.
I didn't.
You know how that is. Small town.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's Lancaster, right?
Oh, you know, you fuck one 41-year-old neighbor and you...
Nice, very nice.
What were you doing that summer? Excuse me for being bored.
She's like, I'm going out to find me a cougar. What's that?
The man across the street?
The man across the street? Wait.
Yeah, it was a neighbor.
Oh. Oh, man.
You guys are like four-year-olds.
Well, we thought it was a girl. We were proud of you until we realized it was a boy.
Well, duh, I didn't know I was a lesbian because I was in theater and I didn't play sports.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
It was the 70s. We didn't all, like, have Phil Donahue telling everybody they were queer.
True.
She's right. Remember we waited till later.
Oh.
Now girls find out they're, girls are like, oh, I'm lesbian. When they were, 14 years old and 10
exactly.
years old and shit. And you're like, whatever. Good for you.
You know what? Because then they can
those
still have...
Those did not play sports. It took us a little longer.
And now you and Jen are going to be modeling sportswear, real sportswear on your dress rehearsal. No, wait. Your fittings are this weekend?
Say it again.
Your fittings for the fashion show are this weekend?
Our fittings for the fashion show are this weekend.
Wow.
And unfortunately, we're going with with Jen's personal trainer. So not I'll be there with, people who are, little tiny rock hard size twos. Excellent.
I wonder if they're going to, decorate your boot.
Yeah, right? If you really know what you're doing, you'll make this look good.
Yeah. They're gonna roll her down the runway, Denise. They're not gonna bother with that walking thing.
Oh man.
I keep forgetting how stupid that's gonna look.
They should have a whole bunch of Butchie Dykes carrying her on one of those things like in grass
on a
skirts.
Litter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Put you up on a surfboard, carry
Cleopatra
you down.
Cleopatra Dyke.
There you go. There you go.
Cleopatra. Cleolesia.
I totally think you could pull it off.
Oh my goodness.
I
so
think you can do it.
We are going to... No, we caught you. When was that? Was that August or November down here in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh.
Say again, please.
In November, I think you were here for an Ultra event, and we got to see the show.
I believe that's true.
In Fort Lauderdale.
And you, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, the New Moon Party was afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. The owner that looks like Daniel Day-Lewis said to say hello.
The woman who looks like Daniel Day-Lewis?
The owner of New Moon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Carol says hi.
Hug, kiss, kiss, and all the other.
That's
she
right.
She does look like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Who knew?
That's weird. I know exactly what you were talking about. We went to, they were smoking right outside, and
yep.
they could walk in. It was sort of open.
Yep.
It was a really cute bar.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally.
That's the one.
And then there was another room that had the big giant bar.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It was called the Blue Moon?
The New Moon.
New.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense. I'm like, the Blue Moon, that didn't make sense.
No, it's the
All we know is
martinis.
We couldn't even get down that street to come stalk you after.
Oh, I know. It was like a pig fuck, wasn't it? It was
crazy.
Some sort of lesbian tailgating party.
Oh, something like that.
Did you? I swear to God, they had the dykes with the sassers on directing traffic. It was amazing. It was like the airport runway. I couldn't believe it.
We were dying for quality entertainment, Suzanne. Come back often.
Oh, totally.
Oh, I'm always ready to go back to Florida to perform. Give me a break. I'm actually going to do one of the nights at Gay Days.
Girls at Gay
now
Days.
It's become like a gay weekend.
That's, yep.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the Saturday night, I don't know where.
I believe.
At the
Regal
I
Sun.
I guess it's near Disney.
Actually, you're going to be at the Regal Sun Hotel for Girls at Gay Days, and you're working with Karen Williams and yep. Marga Gomez.
Oh, I love that.
And guess who's going to be...
How do you know these things?
Because guess who's going to be introducing you?
No way.
Total way. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Well, do you have to make my... Are you going to introduce all three of us?
No, just you.
Just you.
Okay, cool. You have to make my introduction, amazing. Like, the world's most amazing lesbian comedian ever... Kind of, you know.
By the way, speaking of which...
Winner of six Tonys.
Speaking of which, world's most amazing lesbian comic ever.
Did everyone vote for me at Curve?
Everybody went to Curve. We had the full chat room
still
last week.
You're up to 10%, I think.
And everybody went right to...
I'm sorry?
We sent everybody to curvemag.com last week, just after your little late phone call about the laundry and everything.
Uh-huh.
And we had you maxing out the list at 16% by the end of the night last week. Now, where's she now?
I know, but they're not showing it anymore.
What the heck?
Oh, no.
What the hell? They can't keep that from me.
Florida votes,
I'm very competitive.
We were afraid that the Florida votes weren't going to count, but we hope that they did.
Yeah, I hope they did. I don't, yeah. So, but they're not showing anymore now who's ahead or anything.
We need to have you on the cover. Come on.
I know. I want to be on the cover. I want to be on there myself.
You deserve a cover. You shouldn't even have to earn it.
Don't worry, Vicky. We'll Photoshop a cover of Curb Magazine with you on it. We'll present it to you at Gay Days.
Exactly.
She should just be on it. You shouldn't have to earn it.
Yes.
Hey, wait, can I ask you a question? Doesn't my friend Sandy live down there in Fort Lauderdale?
Sandy who?
Sandy Birdsong. She was on Top Chef.
She does live.
Way before that.
Yes. She absolutely.
And it wasn't that like the coolest thing when she showed up, because I didn't even know like that she had, was going to be on that. And now there's three Leslies on Top Chef.
I know. And what do you think? Two of them are a couple.
Yeah. That's boring.
You were saying that.
Because they'll break up.
I know.
If they don't get axed at the same week, you know they're going to break up. My God.
Oh, no. They said...
The rest of their lives will always be like, I lasted 3 weeks longer than you did.
Their styles are very different. I can't imagine they're both going to even make it to the end, honestly.
I didn't even watch
I only saw one episode so far.
It was just on last week for the first time. So
so you're
I'm not behind. Again.
No,
you're good.
Usually my girlfriend and I are behind on everything, and so we TiVo everything.
Right.
And then you have like that random like Wednesday night, and you watch like six episodes in a row of whatever.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's sort of how we do stuff.
That's
honest
good.
To God, you know how you can tell whether you're current or not by counting the skanks on Rock of Love.
I do not watch that.
Thank you.
No how, no way.
Denise.
I can't do any of the creepy, freaky, straight people trying to find love shows.
Oh, they're so funny.
God.
Pathetic.
I just can't make fun of straight people trying to find love. I feel so bad for them already.
It's really quite enough
like
that they have to do it around us.
Of love. Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah, that's somebody shit on his stairs.
That's disgusting.
Really?
They show that on everything.
No.
They showed it on The Soup, and they showed it on every clip show there was on YouTube, and everyone in the world would send it to you, and you were like, this is not something I am interested in.
It's
a
new low.
I'm not a freak.
It's new low.
I always say, no scat, Denise, no scat.
Yeah, I don't like scat stuff either.
That's enough.
I'm like, let's talk about sex, not like the other stuff.
Let's talk about not scat.
No.
Radio. So have a wonderful time at the diner. We are sad that we will be missing the entire event this year, but there's always next year, Denise.
As we say every year, maybe next year.
Maybe next year, just like the Jews.
Well, you know what? We should schedule that I call in like Wednesday right after, and then I can give you like an update on what happened and what you missed.
You pick the time. We'll clear the schedule for you.
Because I would love to do that.
Okay, please.
I think that's a cool idea.
That would be very fun, and it would be silly, and that would be a good time. Let's do that.
Okay.
You are our official Lesbian Lounge roving reporter.
But you know something?
I'll go to the place, because you can't. You have to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
And then, wouldn't it be funny if I could call you, like, from, like, when things are Wednesday nights, and I could be like, I'm here at the Michigan Women's Festival. Off the land from a giant mosquito bite.
She could be our total roving reporter for
Suzanne, these
things.
We will talk and we will lock this in because you're on.
Hey, look at Ross from Jay Leno.
I know.
I mean, he's got a whole fabulous career now.
She might make a career out of it today.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so tell everyone to go to their local Blockbuster and rent my DVD, and if they don't have it, to make them buy it because it looks really cool, like that we're popular as a group.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lesbian DVDs.
You got it.
Absolutely.
You got it. All right. Have a great time. We'll talk to you from the diner.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
I'll call you with all the scoop that.
And you better have some juicy details, even if you have to make them up, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Deal. Very good. Awesome. Talk to you then. Take care, right. Suzanne. Thanks.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh, do you feel numb and tingly?
I do. I actually am shaking.
They're going, no, it can't be over yet. Hey, we got 45 minutes of... You know, Denise and Donna stuff, if you don't mind. Okay.
You're listening to
MyLesbianRadio.com.
Hey, this is the Dyke Diva, Lori Michaels, and me and the girls are turned on with Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hi, this is Kylie. You're listening to Denise and Bobby on MyLesbianRadio.com.
Are we going to have to giggle like Betty Rubble every time we come back from a Kylie intro?
Yep.
You know, I think I'm going to put some photos of Kylie on the front page of the website because...
Oh, that's great. That's good.
Because they're so
every parent's
cool.
nightmare. Every kid's picture on a lesbian website.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I rescind that remark because I will get killed by my child.
Oh, my God. No, by me.
Well, you're just bad.
We'll just put a picture of her walking away from us.
Right.
That one where I was bringing her to Beth's party.
Yeah. Walking away from...
That's right.
Very cute.
Yes.
All right, so what's the temperature like in the chatting right now?
Oh, my God, it's about 150 in there. They're all fanning themselves and thanking us, like, mercilessly. But, you know, Grape Chick really summed it up well when she said, "We are the real reason."
Well, they better. Otherwise, no podcast.
No podcast for you. The X Factor of the Week.
Oh.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
This is nice. Listen, you're older now. You're never going to get a chance to egg your ex's car, key it, or spit on it. So stop looking at every car on the road that fits the description of your ex's automobile. It's the final task to finish before you're completely over her. Seriously, stop. Your passengers notice.
Jeez, I thought you'd encourage that behavior.
No. Stand strong every now and then.
All right.
Now,
what else
the
you got?
The trailer park moment of the week came from our trading of the Crystal Light drink packets to mix in your water.
Yes.
So I gave you the orange, the Focus.
Yeah, that was...
And I immediately got an email that said, "This Crystal Light sure does taste like Tang, Luann." I thought I was going to piss my test.
Luann, it tastes like Tang.
It tastes like Tang.
It did.
Hottie of the week.
Hottie of the week, Denise?
I ripped it right out from underneath you.
You did?
I did.
I know.
Because I can't help it. She's smoking hot. Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler has been friggin' hilarious.
She is like, she's as pretty as Jenny McCarthy, but funnier and raunchier. Let's roll into Gemma, because she had some good questions.
Well, I was going to do my bitchy of the week.
Oh, I did.
Because you gave me a good
one. You pulled this one right out of your cheek.
No, you gave me, I was going to do Chelsea just because I wanted to talk about her.
She's not a butch.
I just wanted to talk about her. But I do want to nominate for my bitchy of the week, Daniela C. as Max, because I'm so hot for Max. I really, really am.
And everywhere.
I'm telling ya.
Honestly.
And she's so delicate and she's not like bursting with femininity, but when we interviewed her,
she looks like every eighth grader that I went to high school, every eighth grade boy.
And everything. Yeah. Oh my God.
The haircut, for everything.
Max is hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll bring us right to Gemma's questions.
And it will. We didn't even get a chance to announce that Gemma was able to join us tonight
in the chatty right now.
Yeah, Faggy Muppet's there too. We didn't get to say hi. Faggy Muppet usually joins us on Sunday mornings.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's
Faggy
here with
Muppet. I thought you were Faggy.
Faggy. Froggy. rabbit. Oh, Gemma, you took a different route, and we're struggling. As usual, four questions.
You know what? This is funny, because I actually had to have you explain one to me.
I wasn't sure.
But it wasn't this one. Number one. Do you play video or computer games?
Does solitaire count?
I guess.
That's about it. Solitaire and Mahjong. That's it.
You're showing your true colors now, baby.
And not to mention
anybody
age.
Who wants a date, play some Mahjong. Get with Donna at mylesbianradio.com.
That's I don't have
You
that
don't
patience.
Play video games when you're dating your husband's?
What? No. Oh, my God. I didn't know what you just said.
No.
They make me nauseous, actually. I don't like them. I don't get it. And I
got to tell
play.
You, to be honest, I don't play video games or computer games, but I did click on the arcade on the My Lesbian Radio thing, and I got hooked on bowling.
If
you log in, you get those extra features. So
cool.
I clicked on the arcade, and I got hooked on this bowling thing, and I played from like midnight till 4 a.m. one time.
Stop it.
Yeah, so now I just purposely try and, you know, not indulge that addiction.
Well, that's something like, that's like kind of my speed. Like, all right, I'll visit. All right,
they
Denise.
Have some cool ones.
Here's the question that baffled both of us. Do you have... Or have you ever had the equivalent of a hetero life buddy? Like a best... Well, I kind of see it as a straight best friend.
Yeah.
Well, you...
Chuck, yeah, he's one. And then All my tender moments with Debbie.
Yeah, I was thinking of Debbie for you right away.
Yeah, straight Philly chick with the Goomba husband and the kids. And
yeah,
her and Stephanie. I mean, and Marina and the girls. I mean, that's kind of like all of them are.
That because you were like
right
the token
the same
Les,
age,
right?
And I'm the only Les.
You were like the token Les in that crowd. So I would say, yeah. I don't know. Do I have a straight best friend?
Yes.
Who? No.
Your Let's boss. See. Oh.
I was going to say Giselle at work, but she's not, so straight. Kim? No. I can't think of a straight best friend besides my mom right now.
Oh. I just puked in my mouth a little bit.
It's true. Number three.
When was your last hetero thought in a sexual way? Can you remember what it was? I have these a lot. I mean, doesn't mean I really want to do it, but... I mean, I definitely can, like, still appreciate a hot dude.
I
just don't want to crawl in bed with him or put that thing near my face.
That's so weird.
You have no idea.
But I don't mean, like, a transgendered girl, and I don't mean a butch girl. I mean a dude.
An actual
hetero dude.
My last hetero thought in a sexual way. I mean, you know, like, Like, I had this thing for Kevin Spacey for a really long time, but not to have
Jesus,
sex.
Jesus, even your taste in men sucks!
That's not true. There's this guy at work.
I'm so mortified for you.
Shut up! He was hot for a long time. Let's see, my last federal thought is the guy at work that I, you know, leaked that little private information to you a really long time ago.
Yeah,
a customer, if you will.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Just breaking those rules one by one.
One by one, but collecting money hand over fist.
It's like falling down a tree and breaking all the branches.
No, actually, I want to rescind that answer, and I want to say my last heterosexual thought was about my Friday night husband.
Oh.
Wait a minute, I'm having one now. All right.
Not on my cherry nut. All right, here you go with your big whopper number four.
This is such a crock of shit.
Denise, I'm going to read the whole question because she's so cute. How many different races have you slept with? And her disclosure is, this is not meant to be taken as a racist slur in any way.
Oh, I understand. She just wants to know if we've all indulged in, like, chocolate
bars. If we've tasted the chocolate.
No.
Not you.
No, no.
Not ever in your whole entire life.
No, I think it's just, I'm more of, like, I just like a super powdery makeup femmy.
So they get so you know, non-whites can be femmy and powdery and fluffy, but no, you never had any.
No.
Well, like a geisha girl.
Who? That's funny.
I was thinking, you know, Italian, German. No, I'm kidding. No, I actually haven't. I mean, then again, we can still do the one hand for me, so
I don't have
a lot of choices.
This is going to be a big couple of years for you.
You think?
Yeah, you can't continually lose at the finger game. I mean, honestly.
So I would have to say just one. None other than the pure whitey whites.
Yeah, no.
Right, that's it.
Sorry
well,
to
thanks,
disappoint.
Gemma.
I'm going to put it on my list, though. It's one of those things I want to do.
No, that is on my list.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder you were climbing all over Felony.
A woman of...
Going a little bonkers over Nedra Johnson.
Nedra could just sing to me. She didn't even have to touch me.
That's a waste of a sexual evening.
No. Listen, that music's pretty hot. Come on, sex tape girl.
I still need a body.
All right, so basically it's on the list. I'm open to fulfill the rest of my list, and then Nedra comes and joins us. I think Vicky would vote yes for that one as well.
I don't think she'd say no to a whole lot. No.
Nope. She's already had Nedra, she announces. You have? Vicky can contribute to the multicultural...
Yeah.
Who? What
number?
not what number. Like, what origin? Black? Is it true? They're all pink in the middle?
Oh, my God! No, you didn't!
Is it true? She said she doesn't keep the lights on.
There's our only pinch of research, and she doesn't keep the lights on.
Well, you know, she's a doer rather than a doer.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Back then, back in the day, not now.
Like Pillow Princess?
She would sleep with people because they wanted to sleep with her.
Let her say it. There's nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I know. I know.
Those are, like, formerly called mercy fucks, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. When you're like, well, I'm not too attractive, but, well, if she wants to do it, then whatever.
Who am I to say no?
Yeah. Let me make sure that her fantasy gets fulfilled.
So hard.
Is that, like, from the softball days?
Oh, no.
Sweet.
Great.
How's the kissing? Good? It still seems to kissing? What's kissing? Was she not the kissing contingency last weekend?
Yeah, that's right. You were.
Mm, you're all about the kissing last weekend.
Hey, hey, hey. Okay. Focus.
All right.
We've got personals, you two.
Stop being so personal. We've got personals. Wow. Is it time already?
Yeah.
It's past time.
Gotta take a big drink for this.
Okay. We gotcha. Got the countdown from the producer.
These are going to be quick, baby. These are going to be quick.
What'd you do? Where'd you go? What were you looking for?
Okay, the first one I have to do for... This is so funny. Akron, Ohio.
Akron. Where they... The tire capital of the world. Thanks for sharing, honey.
The tagline is, to the lake.
Oh, really?
To the lake. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And this picture is so goddamn funny. When I looked at it, the first thing I thought was... This woman, it says it's that she's in her openness, personal life, not at work. Well, you can tell that she's taken some steps because I'm guessing that at one point she had hair down to her shoulder, mm-hmm. and then she went for that classic dyke cut.
Ooh.
Short.
Right.
You know, like with the layers, not too gay,
right.
short because you're a lesbian.
Right.
Okay, and then probably went immediately to the Gap and bought this jean jacket.
No.
And flipped the collar up.
No.
And then has like a light blue turtleneck underneath it. And she just looks like really proud of the whole thing.
Like she planned it. Like she dressed for the photo for
exactly.
the personal.
Exactly. Like,
okay.
Like she probably said to her one other lesbian friend, I'm ready to do this. Get the digital camera. I'm going to stand in front of the verticals. All right, ready? Do it. Do it now because I'm going to put it on a lesbian person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I could tell this whole thing took place.
Excellent, excellent.
So, okay. She is a lesbian and this personal life thing, not at work, whatever. You're not fooling anyone with a haircut now. I don't know why you went and did
Can't
that.
Can't hide it.
Single, never been married. 52.
Ooh.
Whiter than white can be.
Akron.
Like white out. Like the stuff that you use to correct mistakes on your paper, white.
Wow, must be really pretty with that dark blue jacket.
Yeah, wait, you see this.
All right, cool.
Okay, Sagittarius, lives in the Midwest, just looking for now, lives
good.
Alone.
Always good.
Now, I love this because under looks she put clean cut. And that is the best way to describe this.
Nice. I've never heard that one before.
Clean cut.
Cool, very mm-hmm. cool.
Brown hair, hazel eyes, body average, height average, got to agree, not a whole lot above average.
Cute eyes? I usually like the green.
They are. I will describe them for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Just eyes. Doesn't drink. I'm sorry. Doesn't smoke. Drinks socially occasionally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Religion. Spiritual. New age. I'm just going to guess that this is a new venture for her.
This is. She's really experiencing everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Former
good
Protestant. She's got one of the big hoity-toity degrees and has no children.
Okay.
Now, in the About Me, it says, I enjoy the great outdoors, especially going to my cottage in Canada.
Brag.
There's nothing like feeling at one with nature to put things in perspective.
Oh.
I often think that too.
Yes, Denise, you're such a good nature girl.
Exactly.
Let's play some wind chimes for you.
Other things important to me include... Family, friends, and of course my pets. I love to travel.
Of course, my pets.
Is this so textbook? Oh my God. I love to travel and explore places I've never been. Sometimes it sucks to explore places that you're always at. I'm at a place in my life where I'm the happiest I've ever been, and I would love to meet others who feel the same way.
Oh, that she's the happiest she's
ever
been.
She is like the hippy-bippy happy lesbian.
Wow, now check this out. Okay. Wow. No, okay.
Doesn't she look like she's a big, like, polished lesbian?
She does look polished. She's got, like, rosy cheeks, and you're dead on with the hair.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. She posed for this photo specifically for this website. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
She does not look 52. She doesn't even look 42.
No, she looks way younger than 52.
Very sweet. Hot. To the lake. There you go.
To the lake. Or as they say in Ohio, to the lake.
To the lake. Where there's treasure. We will measure how long it takes to get to the treasure chest.
That's only
to the lake.
Our family.
Not bad.
No, it's not all of Ohio. It's just, that just happens in my house.
Just our family. I don't, I might not even have given this a second glance, to be honest with you.
I just died when I saw the picture. It was just it was one of those like, oh my
God. Do you like the collar? You like the color?
That's a Gap jean jacket, too. I know those babies.
You would know that. Mm-hmm. At least it's not a members only. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
All right, good.
No, she's trying to be hip and trendy.
All right, now then.
Big
now
kudos.
Then.
Big kudos
now then,
there.
Scary girl. Where'd you go next?
I just want to say that there's the A for effort. You know, F on the whole thing overall, but A for effort, really.
Yeah. There's not, the only thing she's going on this is the cottage in Canada might get a click.
Honestly.
Definitely.
If there's any chance of running into Carly Pope, I'm up in that cottage. How funny. Okay, here we go. Ready? Cruising on over to Western Europe.
This is a disaster.
What happened to this?
Oh.
Western Europe, though?
No, never mind.
You want to save that?
What?
You want to save Western Europe?
No.
Oh, you don't want to save Western Europe?
Oh, I want to save Western Europe.
Okay, because you have Danger Girl listed on your chart this week.
I know. Okay, ready?
So ridiculous.
This one is from Panama City.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah.
Not down here.
No, I'm sure the tagline you would have liked.
Okay, go ahead.
But I didn't. It just made me have to read a little further.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is, I'm just going to sum this whole personal up as a giant waste. This is a giant waste of space on here, okay? This is so funny. Okay, tagline, geek girl. G-Y-R-L, geek girl.
Okay.
Okay, lesbian, openly gay, single, never been married, 42, Panama City, Southeast. Short-term fun. I like that.
Yeah, that's safe. That's very safe.
Yeah, lives alone. Looks, she selected, a little nerdy.
Oh.
Couldn't agree more. Brown hair, brown eyes, body style athletic. You can't tell because it looks like she's wearing a blue garbage bag of pants. I mean, I understand you got to dress warm and stuff, but I don't know where she is, but there's snow on the ground, so this obviously, this isn't Panama.
Might not be, right?
But good Lord, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke.
Straight girl.
Ay.
Right?
This is a classic geek. Has special training or schooling, doesn't have children. Okay, now let me get to the about me.
Okay, go ahead.
This is why this is a waste. Since I signed up right now, and I'm on my way out of the house to get some things for my kids.
Stop it.
My kids being my pit bull, my Chow Golden Retriever, and my American Staffordshire Terrier. I got to go fill you in later. True nerd.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What the fuck is an answering service?
What the hell is that?
Is this an answering service or what?
That's ridiculous.
I'll be back later.
Yeah.
Browse all you want. I'll be back later.
Meanwhile, how old is this? Like 7 months?
Oh, my God.
Did you come back with the food yet?
Mariah. Very funny. Well, that's about it.
That's not funny, guys.
I'm telling you, don't waste space.
Absolutely not. Well, before we jump out, I just want to announce that that the Lake Worth Playhouse, in partnership with Compass, the GLCC of the North of Lake Worth, will be presenting In Sickness and in Health, a 60-minute documentary about the fight for marriage in New Jersey on Wednesday today.